April 15, 1912, the night over 1,500 people lost their lives aboard the Titanic. Perhaps no one was better known than this woman, a lady who worked to save lives in the middle of a tragedy and help families gain a solid footing once they reached the United States. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Lisa Marks is curator of the Hannibal History Museum, a place that shares the story of a hero from the Titanic.
She was jolted out of bed when it hit the iceberg, actually fell out of bed, she said, as she was reading a book, and was able to board lifeboat number 6. They kind of had to wrestle her onto the lifeboat because she was busy helping other people get on the lifeboat.
Over 1,500 passengers died in the early morning hours of April 15, 1912. Molly Brown, who was born and raised in Hannibal, Missouri, was one of 710 survivors.
She was really very distressed that they wouldn't go back to try and help people get more survivors. But the person that had commandeered the boat was afraid that if they got into it, that people would just swamp the boat and then they'd all perish. Then their lifeboat was only about half full.
The Carpathia rescued those in the lifeboats. Brown immediately began to help the survivors.
Molly took it upon herself to go around to all her first-class friends and ask for donations of money and jewelry and whatever they had, because so many third-class steerage people were on the Carpathia, the women and children that had survived the Titanic, but their husbands were gone. And it was their first time coming to a new country. They had no means of income. They had nothing. Had lost everything.
She raised $10,000 before the Carpathia reached New York and distributed it among those who had nothing.
The captain of the Carpathia presented her with a huge silver loving cup. And so that got a lot of national press. And people asked her, you know, like, why did you have the wherewithal to do this? And she said, oh, you know, us Browns were unsinkable.
The name stuck. In the 1960s, a musical and film further solidified Brown's name and her link with the Titanic. Her childhood home is open to visitors and shares the story of her life. Traveling the countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.